This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
The sound you're hearing is the mighty Gull River. It's a hidden gem, a mecca of sorts for both high-caliber and recreational kayak and canoeing enthusiasts. The Minden Whitewater Preserve is home to some of the most challenging runs found in Ontario and is a preferred destination for whitewater enthusiasts of all skill levels. Recently, the preserve hosted 2 days of kayak, cross, and slalom as part of the International Canoe Federation's 2025 competitive season. James Cartwright is the High Performance Manager with Canoe Kayak Canada and lead official for the recent ICF event. He says what makes the Minden Whitewater Preserve so special is how it provides paddlers with the full experience, a natural river modified to make it challenging in a beautiful woodland setting with campsites close by.
And we're just so pleased to be here in Minden racing on this beautiful whitewater course surrounded by trees. The water's really warm and looks very clean. I think any paddler that comes here from Canada or internationally, once they get on the water, they realize what a gem this course is and what a fun place it is to compete and also just to paddle recreationally. It absolutely does stand up against the best courses in the world. It's very unique in that it is more of a natural site. It's been modified. Roger Parsons was the founder of this course way back before my time. But yeah, it's just the natural environment, the beauty of the site is very special. A lot of the courses that we race on in Europe are artificial courses, a little bit easier to run an event on from an event hosting capacity, but they don't have that natural beauty. And another special thing about this site is Whitewater Ontario owns the land on the other side of the river. And so we have a campsite set up there. All the athletes are camping together, and the volunteers, the officials are camping together. So it really brings the community together. That's what's really special about the site.
Cartwright says the recent ICF event at the Minden Whitewater Preserve drew paddlers from across Canada, Europe, and New Zealand, and feeds into the global canoe and kayak rankings.
This whole event here in Minden Hills is an ICF ranking race. So it's an international event that's recognized by the International Canoe Federation, and they have those races all over the world. And this is one of two ICF ranking races in Canada this summer. And you have national athletes, so all the way from 12 years old up to in their late 20s, competing at this event. And it counts towards the national ranking in Canada for our athletes in canoe slalom and in kayak cross, but it also counts towards the International Canoe Federation's global world ranking. So anybody that's competing here will be given points, and that will go into an overall global world ranking for our athletes. What we're really trying to do is grow our event hosting capacity so that we can build our event hosting, attract more racers from the US, eventually from Europe. That's what's also special about this sport is we have a range of competitors at this. So we have the 12-year-olds. They're here to learn. They're here to get race experience. They're here for their friendships. And then we have Olympians racing on this course. Alex Baldoni was competing in the Olympics last summer in Paris. Lois Betteridge was here. Unfortunately, she's injured, so she's not able to compete in this race. But that's what's special about this sport is you can have 12-year-olds participating in the same event as Olympians. And that happens quite often. And so, that's a lot of fun for the, I think, the young athletes leave the event really inspired. And I think that's really cool.
Cartwright says while the COVID-19 pandemic placed many restrictions on people, it was a boon for the growth of the sport.
I think what's actually cool is over the pandemic, a lot of people were not able to do the things we usually do. And so people went to the outdoors, and paddling was something that you could still do during the pandemic. And so we had a lot of young kids get into the sport, and we've seen them progress over the last 3-4 years. And now, like you say, they're out there, they're racing on this world-class course, which is quite challenging, and they're making it look pretty easy.
The Gull River was formed by glaciers more than 3 million years ago. And is part of the Trent Canal system operated by Parks Canada. The Minden Whitewater Preserve has a history rooted in the development of competitive whitewater kayaking in Canada. What began as a natural stretch of rapids was transformed into a world-class slalom course in 1979 through the efforts of dedicated paddlers and the vision of creating a training center. It's played host to a number of world-class events, including the ICF Series, several World Cups, and in 2015, following a few course modifications, it was the site for the Pan Am Games. The preserve is managed by Whitewater Ontario. The sibling duo of Mile Rivard and Beatrice Olson from Ottawa were two of the 50 athletes competing at the 2-day event. They've been paddling and competing for more than 10 years and took part in the kayak cross and slalom events. They say the Gull River course is a favorite of theirs.
It's fantastic. We love coming here. It's beautiful. It's a really nice river. The white water is really great. There's some big moves and big water, which is really fun because we, at our home, it's not as big. So I really enjoy it. And also being in nature with all the trees around is really a nice environment to practice in.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.